took one day of rest, you need two? Well, that's Fast Eddie's, so if you're 21 and in the mood, come on over to Fast Eddie's in Alton, Illinois.
Hi, this is Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Over the years, you've seen us have a lot of fun. We've done a lot of things. We bought our own street to build a huge outdoor patio on. We've sold the most and the coldest beer in all of America. I got to hang out with Mr. Shannon. We have now bought our own lawn at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater just for fun. You never know what'll happen at Fast Eddie's Bon Air next. If you're 21 and in the mood, come on over across the Clark Bridge into Alton, Illinois. We'll see you there at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hans Wyman is the most trusted name in the hair restoration business, and now's a great time to restore your hair naturally and gradually with multi-unit hair grafting. Only at Hans Wyman. Multi-unit hair grafting can restore more hair in less time, saving you time and money. For more information and to schedule your free analysis, call Hans Wyman today, 888-441-HANS. That's 1-888-441-HANS or HansWyman.com.
This is Edgar Recchi, and I'm here to tell you about Hans Wyman's once-a-year special offer. This is the only week you can receive up to $2,000 off one of our exclusive hair transplant procedures. You can also receive up to $1,000 off laser hair therapy. Call us right now and find out which is the right solution for you and receive up to $2,000 off this week only.
Call Hans Wyman now at 1-888-441-HANS. Restrictions apply, so call now for up to $2,000 off. 1-888-441-HANS. That's 1-888-441-4267.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
The
air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
chicks and boobs, tatas, cassavas, bazungas, all up in our friggin' faces.
I don't think we can, I think we can do without that.
We're about to
kind of talk.
Opinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 19th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. That's right, that's a man's name. There is a Thompson Price, a person and a company. And there is no other company associated or affiliated with it. They stand alone. What was that Dawn Meadows Dixon yesterday said something like, in a sea of something, 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 Thompson Price pokes its head out and stands above the rest of the crowd. Something like that. We'll talk about Thompson Price, what they do, and how well they do it after...
Hey!
This round of introductions. My daughter asked a lot of questions for some reason last night. She said, what's Peon's last name? And I told her, Geis. She never knew that.
Wow.
Is that Tina's real last name? And I told her. Here is the man whose real name is Geis, but I don't call him that. I call him Eon the Peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current advisor, why wouldn't you get a second opinion
why
with our friends Mark and Jason? For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
What is it, 96, 98 degrees? Tina's got a sweater on.
Yeah,
it's cold in here.
It is, and that's the way it should be. Tina Dalpiez, who earlier brought you the Wood Report like no one else can, say hi to everybody.
I would like to say hi to everyone, and a happy anniversary to my son and his wife. They have been married 2 years.
Oh, wow. That is so beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
It only gets better.
Chris and
it sure does.
It gets better every year.
Oh, they're in for such a long ride of heavenly
happy
bliss.
Lifetime.
You only get more in love every day.
Yeah.
You must have been peeking in my house, Peon. Listening in. Wait a minute.
I can't wait till I get. How many years do you have?
41.
Let's not talk about it.
I can't
wait. Because I was in a pretty good mood.
40
or you are starting to slip into depression. That's Tina Del Piez. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Did your daughter ask any questions about me?
Yeah. Can you get her tickets to Dave Matthews?
Oh, no.
That's exactly what she asked. You know, Dave Matthews is coming in July. Would you ask Dan if he can get tickets?
Hi,
well,
everybody.
Because you made it very clear that you and Tim Reynolds are grade school buddies. This is the price you pay.
I know.
For doing that.
Hey!
Let me see who's... Oh, I know who's next. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
No, she didn't. No.
What?
Oh, he wants to know if my daughter asked anything about him. Could you get her tickets to the what fest?
Cheese.
No, the cheese fest? No, she doesn't care about that. She didn't ask for any tickets. If these guys you're listening to right now ever did a show at the amphitheater, I still call it Riverport, what do you think sellout time? 2 hours.
Oh, no,
sold
easy.
Out. I'm talking, of course, about Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You're so kind. Thank you. You're too kind. Thank you so much. Wish I could remember how I met Thompson Price. I wish I could remember if somebody recommended him to us or if he... I think he was a listener, because I've actually met quite a few professional people who ended up being friends, not just advertising clients, but did work for me. So I met my attorney, at least a dozen really good people who were listeners, and I think Tom Price was a listener. And once I realized what he did, I did what I think most people would do, ask around, because I knew somebody who had a kitchen remodeled, and I remember asking him if he was happy. He said, well, as soon as they say, well, that's not the endorsement you want, and this was another company. So then I asked around a little more, and then I met, and I think what I did is when I met Tom Price, now you guys have been around him, he's been on two of our trips.
Yep.
And hopefully if we do a trip this year, he and Candy will go again. I got a pretty good read on people. I do. It's like a gift. I can. My wife will tell you, I got about a 98% accuracy rate about who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And when he came to the house and measured, what I liked was there was just a different level of professionalism. There were questions that he asked that other people hadn't asked. And I thought, there must be a good reason for those questions. And what it was he was thinking ahead. He was thinking beyond, how's this kitchen going to look in a year? Every kitchen that gets redone, I think, looks great for certainly a few months. It's new paint. Maybe you stuck a new appliance or two in there. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a company that thinks far beyond that. Well, here, it's been 18 years since our kitchen was done. And some of the things that he suggested, it's like he had a crystal ball and he could look into the future. He knew that certain things would become dated and look old in 4 or 5 years, and other things would stand the test of time and still look good for a long, long time. And that's part of what you want in whoever is going to remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, or your home entertainment room. And then, of course, there's price. And you can always find somebody who will say, oh, I can do it for less money than that. But do you always want the person who just wants to come in and do it for less than that? And the answer is no. You don't want to overpay, though. You want your money's worth. You don't want to pay an exorbitant amount of money just so you can tell your friends, oh, look how much money we spent. So what, that they'll think that you have money or something? Nobody smart wants to do that. You want every dollar's worth. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get a blueprint that's going to show you exactly how the kitchen, the bathroom, the home entertainment room is going to look, and that's exactly how it's going to look. They were on budget when they did our kitchen and bathrooms. They were on time. They were respectful. They cleaned the place up every day before they left. All the stuff that you want. And the biggest thing about the kitchen is that on-time thing. Wait till you see what it's like to be without a kitchen. We've only done it once, and we were out 3 weeks. For some reason, I never thought about the fact that we'd have to wash our dishes in the bathtub.
Mm.
We did. Dishes in the bathtub. And then little other things you just forget about. You take the kitchen for granted because I've said before, our microwave went out one time. I thought we were going to die.
Yes. That's your source of...
How are we going to live without a microwave? Yeah, because everything we eat's frozen. So without a microwave, then you got to do the old-fashioned way of actually putting something in an oven to thaw it out. Listen, if you're thinking about a kitchen, a bathroom remodel, home entertainment room, do us a favor. Better than that, yourself a favor and contact Thompson Price. Good place to start is the website, thompsonprice.com. And if there's another company and you realize you're in the wrong place because you thought it was Thompson Price and they try to mislead you, oh, yeah, we're the ones Frank talks about. No, there's one that I talk about. It's Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. We didn't forget about him. We never will. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. I'll be riding in the Laclede Cab tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah, Billy.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I was listening to your commercial there. You said you got a 98% rating for judging people.
I really do.
That 2%, was that when you hired Dan? Is that what?
You know what? That had to hurt you.
Dan's my friend.
I'm so sorry.
I do not like that. That hurt.
That cut deep.
Was that your first joke?
But seriously, was that your 2%?
No. One of my 2% is a guy who's actually in prison now. I made a bad call on that one.
I'll say.
I didn't see that coming.
Oh, my goodness. Well, an idiot in New Jersey probably saw this, called 911 and told the operator he was President Obama and that he needed to talk to Tim Tebow. Yeah, what a moron. Doesn't he know 911's only supposed to be used to get dates and recipes? What's this guy thinking?
Everybody knows that.
All right, here we go. The first test tube cat has been born in the United States.
About time.
Gee, I only hope this helps alleviate the whole national shortage of cats that we have in this country.
Isn't that the truth?
Definitely need some more. And Mitt Romney held a campaign stop in Orlando, although he didn't visit Disney World. He said he's rich, but he's not that rich.
Man.
And finally,
we have some friends that just came back from there. It's been so long since I went. I remember when I went, I thought it was a lot. Bill, you were down there not that long.
I was there like a month or so ago. It was a little pricey, but it wasn't that bad.
But you get a lot of stuff for that, for the day. I mean.
Oh, you get a whole day. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I had a great time. Well, Charlie Sheen says he plans to retire from acting after his upcoming TV show, Anger Management. Charlie says he wants to spend more time with his bartender.
Oh.
Wow, can you blame him?
Yeah. And maybe that 2% was when you hired me. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
All right, see you later. Bye.
He'll actually see you guys tomorrow.
I
have some personal business to attend to tomorrow, so Bill is going to come in and, as always, make him welcome. I know you will. I forgot which news channel it was. I like to watch the news channels, except that after about an hour, they kind of keep recycling the same stories. But there was a story today that really caught my attention because I remember when it looked like there was a possibility that Barack Obama was going to be the president. A lot of people, gun people, went crazy. He's going to take all our guns away, and nothing, none of that.
Right? Happened. Didn't they stockpile ammo and everything else?
Well, they're still doing it. They said that gun sales this year over last year are up 2 million units, 2 million guns more already, and then now it's just starting to just take off like a freight train because there are people who think, oh, well, he's going to wait till the second term and put the hammer down. Here's my guess. No, he's got bigger fish to fry. This guy has his hands full of too many other things. I think we're okay with the gun thing. And of course, they had a reporter at a gun range. You know, a lot of Americans are arming themselves and buying all the ammo and the weapons they can get their hands on because they're afraid. Now, I'll tell you what, my guess is I don't think you have anything to worry about. I think maybe at one time
at all this other crap not taking place, he might have had some time to take another look at the gun laws. But I think we're probably okay with that.
Boy, all the gun shops are probably hoping he gets reelected then.
Oh,
their sales have been.
They interviewed a guy that he said literally. He said that as long as he's been in the gun business, he can never remember a time when he is constantly saying, "We're out of that handgun. We're out of this handgun." And then as soon as the orders come in, sold, gone. Which brings me real quickly, Pistols Plus. If you want to go somewhere where there's as big a selection of handguns as I've ever seen, as you know, I love Pistols Plus. I've been going in there for like 20 years or something, and have far more handguns probably than I should have. I've told you many, many, many times that I don't like hiking, and I'm not wild about camping. I will camp if I can get one of those pop-up campers that has an air conditioner in it.
The expandable ones. Yeah, have you seen those that stretch out like...
I'm not talking about a motorhome. I'm talking about a camper that when you pull it behind a truck, it just kind of looks like a... And then the top comes up, the sides come out, and then the floor comes out from the bottom, and all of a sudden it's a three-bedroom house.
You get a generator.
Yeah. we have a guy who called 911. It said this is Alaska. And I might add, too, I've never been to Alaska, but one of the first things I think of when I think of Alaska is bears and stuff that we don't have to deal with here. Guy calls 911. He's in a tree, and there's a huge bear. He's up about 30 feet, and he said that a female brown bear with a cub on Penguin Creek Trail. If you're taking notes about where not to go hiking, write this down, or camping, Penguin Creek Trail, south of Anchorage. And it took the rescuers almost an hour to get to him. You know, first of all, he's lucky that he was able to get up a tree. I couldn't climb a tree.
No.
I know that.
But I guess if you had a bear following you, maybe.
No.
You get a shot of adrenaline?
No. Yeah. Maybe, but I think I'm probably dead if a bear's chasing me. But depending on the tree and how it's laid out and the branches and the configuration, don't you know that when you're looking down, have you ever seen a bear's teeth? Significant teeth. Don't you just know that you almost run the risk of falling out of the tree because you're shaking and you're so nervous and you're trying so hard not to? Sometimes you concentrate so hard on not doing something that you do it. I can't imagine 2 hours over a bear in a tree like that. So, no more hiking for me, like as I've said before. Now, this is something I've never heard anybody talk about, and I'm curious about this. We have a guy up in New York State. He's a gambler, and he uses the ATM machines in casinos. He goes to an ATM machine and realizes that it's spitting out money he doesn't have in his account. And I'm not talking about a little bit of money. I'm talking about over the course of 18 days, $1.5 million.
Holy cow!
In cash!
Wow.
Which brings me to my question. How much money does an ATM machine hold, and when do they fill them? I've never seen an armored car or anybody open an ATM and put money in it.
I have too.
And I use First Community. They're
so they stack money in.
Yeah.
I wonder, they put a million in though.
How much?
No. He didn't take a million at one time. Okay. He took it out. But here it says he took as much out as. Well, here, let me give you an example. It says that on, because the date is here. Hold on.
And I thought there was a maximum like $300 or something.
See, I thought
out.
So.
Oh no, okay,
here,
that's
on
your
August
card,
1st. On August 1st, because of this bank error, he withdrew from one casino $312,000. And then he withdrew $51,700 the same day from the MGM Grand Casino.
Using his account number.
Yeah, it was a bank error. I mean,
And he didn't think that they might want that back?
Oh, he knew. Well, he knew it was his money. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking he thought I'm going to the high limit tables and I'm going to gamble and I'm going to make so much money and I'll give all this back.
Pay it back, right?
Yeah. Didn't work out that way. Yeah. I just didn't know you could take that kind of money out of a machine or how much they actually held.
I didn't think so.
Either. I think some of the it depends on your ATM card, and I think some of the casinos also have a higher limit on those.
Yeah, I would think they do.
I was actually wondering if they, you know, those tubes at the drive up where you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was wondering if maybe they shot money into the casino, at least, if maybe they had some kind of a system that shot money into the ATMs and kind of refilled it by a vacuum system or something. Yeah. Because I've spent a lot of time in casinos. I've never seen them putting money in an ATM. I thought about my sons when I read this next story. In Germantown, Tennessee, we have a restaurant owner who is dead. He locked himself in the walk-in cooler.
Oh.
Now, I've been in. Ever going to walk in
yes.
a restaurant?
Yeah.
I know you have because your uncle's in the restaurant business. It's a creepy feeling. Mm-hmm. It's creepier than any other, like a bank vault or something, because if you had to, bank vault, you just wait it out.
Right. Somebody will find.
The cooler, you better get found by somebody in a few hours, and sure enough, when they finally opened it, they opened for business the next day and realized nobody had seen the guy. They opened the cooler. He's a popsicle.
Especially if you know, it's summertime, you just go in there with your T-shirt and shorts on. You're not thinking of staying in there for a long time. It's different if you were to had, you know, a big parker or something, you would probably last a little bit longer.
I wouldn't even think that in 2012 there would be any cooler. It's like the trunks of cars
that you
now.
Can't get out of.
They make
inside.
It so that every trunk, there's a release from the inside. I can't yeah. imagine
usually
you even be able to lock yourself.
Yeah, usually there's one of those push button things or whatever that you push and you can open the door.
Yeah, I don't get that. He's a pretty smart guy. We have a guy who he's a student going to school in South Africa, and he has come up with an invention so that you can bathe without water. 22 years old at the University of Cape Town. It's called Dry Bath. It's a clear gel you apply it to your skin, and it does the work of the water and the soap. My first reaction was, this sounds like Germax. It sounds like a hand sanitizer. But it says the difference between this and that is there's no alcohol smell. It is odorless. It's biodegradable. And it has a cleansing film with moisturizer. So it is not the same as the sanitizing gels. Yeah. And he came up with the idea when he was a teenager because he lived in a poor rural home. And in the winter, when a friend of his said bathing was too much of a bother because they didn't have hot water, he came up with this waterless... There's a waterless car wash. And I know this sounds weird, but I bought it one time at a car auction, but you know how they have those booths, like the Sham Wow guy will be there, the wax people. This guy had waterless car wash, and I thought, yeah, really? And I bought some, and I'm gonna tell you something, it actually worked. Now you can't have just come from some mud bogging thing and be caked with dirt, but the car can be fairly dirty, and it washes it without water. It's pretty amazing.
That would be great for like soldiers and stuff, the guys in Afghanistan.
You bet.
Oh yeah,
that'd be perfect for them. And then the last story, and this is going to be a painful one to read and a painful one for all men to listen to. It's not a joke. It is a true story. There is a man in Las Vegas whose scrotum weighs 100 pounds.
Good grief.
He has scrotal elephantitis.
Oh.
There's a doctor. His name is Wesley Warren Jr. There's a doctor who has offered to perform the corrective surgery, which, by the way, costs $1 million.
Wow.
Is that a scrotalectomy?
No. I don't know what it would be called, Tina. I don't think they remove the scrotum, but they shrink it down some. I don't know what they do. But he's not letting the guy do the surgery because he has some sort of a movie rights deal or TV rights to his story. So he wants the money for the movie
fame.
Or the TV special or whatever. They said his scrotum is the size of a watermelon.
How can you walk?
Yeah, well, he has to carry it. I saw a picture of him. He carries it, like if he's in a store, he carries it in like a shopping cart or something. And
Holy
then he
cow.
Carries like a crate.
Well, it looks like his pants are like an upside-down hoodie. So, like, his boys are in this...
hoodie thing?
Yeah, he can walk, but he carries a milk crate around, so he has to sit down and let him rest.
It's like if you were carrying a bunch of fruit... And walking with it, but you're carrying your own scrotum.
Wow.
In the basket that's in front of you. Now, this is what concerns me. And this really does bother me. I got down in the story to this part. I thought, I wonder what caused this, scrotal elephantitis. Listen to what it says. The massive swelling is caused by fluid building up. Well, I have that.
Uh-oh.
I'm married. I have that buildup.
Hello, elephant man.
I am not an animal.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I don't think I've told this joke but once in about 6 years, and I don't know why. And Tina said something earlier off the air, and as soon as she said it, it reminded me of this joke. So if you don't like it, it's Tina's fault.
Oh.
There's a health class, and it's a grade school health class, fourth, fifth graders, and the teacher... is talking to students about their bodies. And at some point you have to, you can't, kids can't continue to say my little pee-pee and my, you know, they get old enough where they need to know proper terms for things. And the subject today is the penis. And the teacher, who is the grade school health teacher, is up at a chart of the human body. You know, all the classes have that guy with his palms out, that,
right.
And you see his muscles, and the teacher says, you know, today we're going to talk about a penis. And, of course, and some of the kids are giggling, and the teacher says, now, you can giggle. That's okay if you want to do that, but if you want to continue to be a little immature children, but you all are just getting ready to experience some changes in your bodies. And I think we need to know proper names for parts. We'll be talking about men and women, and today we are talking about the penis. Every man has one. Every boy has one. And Ernie raises his hand. And the teacher said, yeah, yes, Ernie. And he says, my daddy has two of those. And the teacher says, I beg your pardon? He says, those penises. My dad has two of them. Teacher says, well, Ernie, I doubt that. There are other things down there. We'll get to that tomorrow. He says, no, that penis. My dad has two. I've seen both of them. And the teacher says, really? He says, yeah, he's got one. It's about 3 inches long that he pee-pees with. He's got another one about twice that long that he brushes mommy's teeth with.
What's your golden ugly name? Airborne traffic, here's Tim Wiley.
It's better, Tina.
Wow, that came from a toothbrush discussion.
Yeah, I know. I heard that earlier. All right, we're looking at southbound 55, and everything looks great from Highway 270 all the way down through McNutt, where that accident was just at Herculaneum. Southbound 270, that's still running stop and go between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry. It has thinned out, though, between 44 and Gravois. Downtown, you're still slowing from Jefferson through Union Station. They've got that right lane down. Everything opens up until you get to the Poplar Street Bridge. Then you're going to run into slow pockets from eastbound 55, 70 through 64. Excuse me. On westbound 44, it's a little bit slow now between Bowles and 141. On westbound 70, it's heavy past the airport. Slow again in pockets from Cade Springs to T.R. Hughes. And eastbound 270, stacking up McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte, the uncompromising compact. If you'd like to learn more, just visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiasaintlouis.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show. Join me tonight for the Tuesday edition, armed only with a knife and fork. Restaurant Tuesday, Mosaic joins us in the studio. Joe Bonwich talks food. We got Black and White with comedian Ron Ramey. And it's a visit with Dan Rather. A lot of stuff for one show, but we'll bring it to you. I hope to see you tonight.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right, we're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-700-9104 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour magazine as a magic eraser. Allure magazine, InStyle and Elle magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-700-9104 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-700-9104.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-7389. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-7389. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-7389. That's 1-800-900-7389. 1-800-900-7389.
Men are so hard to shop for.
Women are so hard to shop for.
I mean, what do you buy a man? A tie?
You can't buy women clothes, and flowers get old after a while.
That's why I'm glad I discovered GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com is perfect. They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
They have hundreds of gift basket ideas. Something perfect for every man.
Perfect for every woman.
Golfers, beer drinkers, baseball fans.
Chocolate lovers, wine connoisseurs.
Fishermen, sports fanatics.
Coffee lovers, spa lovers, health nuts, gardeners.
Perfect man gifts.
Perfect woman gifts.
Perfect for every occasion.
Perfect for every budget. And these are gourmet gift baskets.
Even Oprah gave them away on Dr. Phil's 1000th show.
And if you're a last-minute shopper like me, no problem.
Your gourmet gift basket can arrive the same day.
Now women are easy to shop for.
Now men are easy to shop for.
Just go to GourmetGiftBaskets.com and check out all the amazing gifts you can give.
They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
That's GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
It's been ages since my dad and I had a heart-to-heart, but we did last weekend. He asked if I had life insurance. Can't afford it, I said. He put a hand on my shoulder. The way things are today, you can't afford not to have it. What would Linda and the kids live on if something happened to you? Then he told me how SelectQuote impartially shops for your best rate from several competitively priced term life companies. Well, I gave them a call, and wow, I'm 41 and in great health. SelectQuote found me a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-800-4023. That's 1-800-800-4023. 1-800-800-4023. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Window World. I've been telling you all about the original $189 window guys, but don't just take my word for it. Window World sales reps carry reference sheets and testimonials from neighbors who have used Window World. Exceptional price, service, and the strongest warranty in the business, that's Window World. Go ahead and shop, but make sure you call Window World before you buy. Window World, simply the best for less. 314-993-1800, 314-993-1800, or windowworldstlouis.com.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know. It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger-licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to countrybobs.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
And we've been able to, through St. Louis County Police Department triangulation, locate this man and where he is. Is he Dan? Is he in? Dan cannot hear me. He doesn't even have his headphones on. He's not part of the show. Hang on. Now he's putting his headphones on. Do we know where this man is?
He is in St. Louis.
He is in St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow.
So now I don't say from Southern California. I say from somewhere nearby in St. Louis County. Is Mike Evans. But no matter where he is, he's always brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in De Pere in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, right next to McAllister's Deli, about a half mile east of 270. ThompsonPrice.com would be the place to go online. Hear from humid, something he's not used to, humid St. Louis, Mike Evans. How about this humidity? How about this humidity?
You know what? You know what? I tell you what. It was 109 in Palm Springs.
But you don't sweat.
As humid as it is here, it's not any different. It's about the same as Palm Springs.
Except,
I mean, as far as being able to put up with it. And
yeah, except
we're
for
over
the sweating.
In Chesterfield. We're getting ready to go in with family. Have some meat. Good news. Good news. I'm here to do a report. Bad news. Don't have any script or anything to talk about. But we can just bullshort.
We will bullshort like the ballet. And here's the thing. Here's the difference between where you live and here. Take a look at the front of your car tonight after you drive it around for 20 minutes. You'll have to scrape the bugs off with a paint scraper. And check the armpits when you get in tonight of your shirts. They'll be soaking wet. That's the big difference. Yeah.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. St. Louis is a very nice city.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. I mean, St. Louis is a nice city, and we always like coming out here. And, you know, one daughter lives in Baltimore. What a garbage dump that place is.
Never been
really?
There. Really? Never been to Baltimore.
I'm not a big fan of Baltimore, as they say.
How long are you staying?
How long are you here?
We're staying in Chesterfield, and Natalie's up. No. Natalie's in we're going to this sports bar for a different.
No, he said, how long will you be here?
Oh, I thought you said, where am I staying here? We leave Friday. It's just a quick trip.
That is a quick
Friday trip. Night. So, Natalie, you know, she wanted to stay here, but I had these kidney stones, and you know what? Ashley was going to stay. Ashley flew in from Dallas, so she has this newborn baby.
And for those who don't know, these are both your daughters, Natalie.
Yeah, and the baby cries, and it's like, you know what? we'll stay two blocks away at a nice hotel. Fine, you know.
Yeah.
So Natalie was a little upset. Why aren't you staying with us? You're family. You're my dad. I go, well, you know what? It's okay. Don't worry about it. That way, we won't bother anybody. Yeah, I don't know how
to
kind of guy
Mike,
you are.
Mike, why didn't you just tell him the truth? You and Cheryl are very active.
Yeah.
Know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know that.
Yes, I do.
You know that.
And just
you can't be doing that on their kitchen countertop when they're making
dinner. Tell them the truth. Well, you got kids. We don't want to keep everybody up all night.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
Screaming in our antics, our gymnastics.
Hold on a second. Cayenne. They're talking about Cheryl and I.
I've tried to explain to you why that doesn't work because most people.
I know, but it's still funny. And I've had a couple glasses.
He does it just for him.
I've had a couple glasses.
Oh, he's had a couple glasses of wine. There's something new. So what do you do tonight?
Tonight, you know what? We're going to probably buy a nice bottle of wine and watch the Oklahoma-Miami NBA game.
You know, I can't think of anything better to do after a couple of bottles of wine than another bottle of wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
A great night.
So,
so you have no Hollywood news?
Let's see. I did have some news for you. I tell you what, TMZ had this big story about how Lindsay Lohan broke her contract by driving during the shooting of... It's like, we had that story a week ago. I was a little disappointed that. Alec Baldwin attacked a reporter, a paparazzi in New York, got into a fisticuffs with him. I think that's going to turn out. This Sandusky, I talked to a buddy of mine who's covering this trial in Ohio, in Pennsylvania. He works for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the newspaper.
Yeah.
He says that if there's some place to bet on it, he would bet on it that Sandusky is going to be found guilty on all counts. And that will go to the jury probably tomorrow.
Wow.
You know, when these other so-called friends of Jerry Sandusky's or I guess character witnesses for him, for the defense, got up and said that, you know, it's really not uncommon to bring young boys into the college shower facilities. I thought, you got to be kidding me. Now I'm as mad at those guys almost as him for trying whatever it is they're trying to do. Good luck, because I don't think that there's anything they can say that can make what these kids said not horrible.
Four of the kids didn't know any of the other kids, and the same M.O. on Sandusky, I mean, right down to the words that he said to them. I mean... This guy is so guilty; it's just unbelievable.
Well, listen, we're gonna break it. We're gonna go have a good time tonight and tomorrow, and enjoy the heat. There'll be more of it. It's not over. It'll be here though for your whole trip, and then we'll get caught up. You'll be on tomorrow.
I have a good report for it with a real nice and juicy stuff for you tomorrow.
All right, you know how to sign off.
Bye, Kevin. Live, St. Louis.
See, if that had been me, I'd have been prepared. I'd have had a
right. That's good. Anything,
yeah. Just I'm a hard worker. You guys know.
Well,
that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just can't
dedication.
I can't seem to put in enough hours. No. By the way, I'll be off tomorrow. Okay. American Equity Mortgage 314-878-9999. Let's put the emphasis on the 878, simply because there are lots of 314s. A lot of people have 314 in their number. There are even some other 98, 99, 98, 99, you know, similar numbers, but there's only one 314-878-9999, and when you call it, you'll be connected with a company that for over 20 years has done a couple of things. They've put people in homes by making it possible for them to get a mortgage, whether they had perfect or less than perfect credit, and then they've taken people who had homes and shown them how to use the equity to borrow smart money, money at interest rates that I think are so low now that a year ago, I think people pretty much thought, well, it's bottomed out. They can't possibly go any lower. And then they did, and then they did again. And every little eighth of a percent or quarter of a percent translates into dollars saved in your pocket. So if you're not taking advantage of it, my question is why? If you're a homeowner, use that equity, borrow some smart money, and get some bad debts paid off. They'll help you. They work fast. They've been doing this a long time. AmericanEquity.com or, again, 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, things are thinning out on a couple of the highways. Looks like westbound 70, it's not bad past the airport. A little slow still from 370, Mid-Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, that's slowing east of McDonnell. It's not quite after you. It's right before you get around the bend there, so that's getting a little bit better. And that goes through West Morrison. Also, southbound 270, that stop and go midway between Page, Olive, down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, still 270 through Mason, and then you're some slow pockets from Coons Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know what Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has done for Missouri in the last 8 years? Neither do I. This is Democrat Bill Haas, and I want to be your next lieutenant governor. People ask me why I seek higher office. The poet Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "How sad it is that most people die with their songs still inside them." I don't intend that my song for public service die still inside me. And when in office, I will strive that your songs don't either. These are the issues I plan to address as your lieutenant governor. The care of our veterans, the care of our seniors, of which I'm one. Banning corporate political contributions, banning public monies for companies like Walmart, more loans for college, stopping cruelty to animals on factory farms, and freezing property taxes for seniors. To learn more and support me, please go to my website, votehaas.com. This is Bill Haas. I want to be your next lieutenant governor, and I promise to put people before politics every time. Paid for by Bill Haas for lieutenant governor.
Francine Lamond's treasurer.
I have a personal business to take care of tomorrow. Please make Bill Cleveland welcome. Other than that, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. The burning